Okay, so what do I do to break into virgin? Well, first let me preface this by I have two boys' virginities. I have my first partner, he also has my virginity, but I also have another boy, so I have much experience compared to a lot of people with virginities and taking them. But what I would do is probably similar to what I would do the last time that I took one. Which, you know, he's nervous and he's kind of scared. And what I would have him do is I would have him lay back on his back in the bed. You know, first we'd kind of kiss and make out a lot, just to kind of get the mood right. What I would do before we started actually having sex, if he wasn't hard already from the making out, which chances are he probably is, I would take off his pants and his boxers and everything, and then he would get naked and I would get naked, and I would reach down and wrap my hands around his cock. I'd kind of stroke him a little bit. Just enough to make him squirm a little bit. And he'd be looking at me like... I don't know. I can't describe the look in a guy's eyes when you do that. But I would go down after stroking him a little bit, go down between his legs and kind of play with his balls a little bit, and I would kiss his cock without tongue or anything, just lightly all over until he's kind of whimpering and quivering, and then I would slowly run my tongue, starting from the base up the length of his cock. Slowly, my tongue flat against him, all the way up to the tip, and then I'd suck the tip of his cock into my mouth. He might have some pre-cum, and I'd lick it up, because, God, I fucking love pre-cum. And I would slowly work my mouth down around his cock, so I'm swallowing more and more of it. I'd push it into my throat just so he would have that experience of being deep-throated by a girl. And this is just kind of to warm him up and get him a little bit more desensitized. So I would tuck him off for a bit. And then what I would do is I would get out from behind, between his legs, and get up and get on my knees beside his face and bend down and kiss him. Let my hand trail over his body. And then it would be about time, and I'd preface it in the moment by saying, you don't have to do anything, you know, unless you want to. Just lay there and enjoy it, and you don't have to worry about quote-unquote performing or lasting a really long time or making sure it's good for me, because this is about you. And you know, I don't really need that much to get off when I'm having sex, so it would be good for me anyway. And then I would go down by his hips and straddle his cock and kind of tease him with it a little bit. I'd run the very tip of his cock head around my slit so he could feel how wet I was, up to my clit, and kind of play with myself a little bit with using his cock. And then he'd be squirming, and he'd want it so bad. And then I would kind of angle it down so that it's right at the entrance to my cunt, and slowly work myself down around it. I'd make sure to squeeze around him as I did, so he would just feel it, and I love to hear boys moan, and he would definitely be moaning. And then I would get myself down so that, you know, every inch of him was inside of me. And I'd lean down and kiss him and playfully kind of grab his wrists and hold them above his head so he's not tempted to do anything to try to get me off extra or anything, just so he can lay back and enjoy it. Hold his wrists playfully above his head. And I'd start to fuck him. And I'd squeeze his cock and moan, yell out his name. I'd start off really slow so he could savor it and enjoy it. And then I'd kind of work up to a faster pace. And when I could tell that he was getting kind of close, I'd back off and try to draw it out for him, because you only lose your virginity once. But, and I'd come whenever I felt the urge to. And then, when it was time for him to come, I would kind of circle my hips around so he feels a different sensation than he's used to right as he's about to come. So it kind of throws him off, and then right as soon as he's kind of like, you know, what, you know, maybe he kind of loses his urge to orgasm, then I go back to the straight up and down thrusts. And oh, the moans after that kind of teasing. Yeah, I'd let go of his wrist so he could grab my hips. At that point, he'd be thrusting his cock upwards into me, and I'd be pushing my cunt downwards onto him. And he'd come. Oh, he'd come so hard. And then, after he was done, I would get off of him and lay beside him and kind of hold him and stroke his face, ask him how it was for him, etc., etc. And we drift off to sleep together.